Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Now we're returning to the developing conflict between Israel and Palestine. Israel continues its Operation Protective Edge. Yesterday, its army said it had struck about 850 targets from air, sea and land. In the past, Egypt has adopted the role of peacemaker, but on this occasion, it's a much more reluctant mediator. Instead, US President Barack Obama has phoned the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, offering to broker a ceasefire with Hamas. Journalist Orlando Crowcroft is in Tel Aviv, from where he joins us now. And Orlando, Prime Minister Netanyahu has said that Israel will resist international pressure to halt this operation in Gaza. Now, he is noted for his tough talking, but he surely will not want to push this to a ground offensive.
Hi, Mary. I guess that's true. Less than an hour ago, actually, he said that he was going to withstand kind of international pressure for a ceasefire. I don't know. I mean, I think he probably could push for a ground offensive. I'm not entirely sure that that's beyond the realm of possibility. But we'll see. I mean, in the next few days, I guess, how far he's willing to go.
You're in Tel Aviv. Rockets have reached there. What is it like there? What is the atmosphere like there?
Well, I should add, I'm actually in Jerusalem right now. I was in Tel Aviv this morning. Okay. I live in Tel Aviv. It was pretty dramatic. I mean, the air raid sirens went off. Everyone kind of ran for cover. Some shrapnel fell less than a block from my house. Quite a significant chunk as well. It was, people are quite frightened there. I mean, even yesterday, there was lots of rockets kind of intercepted over the beach. But at the same time, everybody was in the water swimming. You know, everybody was out last night. It was very busy in Tel Aviv. It was like it always is. You need to have a bit of perspective on it, I think.
And when you're asked, Orlando, to assess the mood of people in Tel Aviv, is there backing for what is happening at the moment, the Israeli strikes on Gaza?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough question. Obviously, there are people in Israel who are against it. There always are with these things. There is an anti-war kind of group of Israelis who are against it. But, I mean, the thing about Israel is that most people serve in the IDF at some point. So there's a real kind of feel behind the military here that you probably don't have in other countries. And also at the same time, you know, when you've got air raid sirens going off and you're kind of woken up by them and your kids at school are listening to them, people do feel like this is the only way forward, I suppose.
And you say you're in Jerusalem at the moment. What are tensions there?
Yeah, there's a lot of tensions here. There's a huge Palestinian population, of course, in Jerusalem. It's different. I was out today talking to people in East Jerusalem about the conflict, and they were, they're broadly behind Hamas and behind the rockets, even though there are rockets actually falling on this city. So they see it as part of the resistance, I suppose. And they're expected to be troubled tonight after Ramadan, after the fast ends. So that's why I'm up here, yeah.
Okay, and I know you can canvass a wide range of views, and we were talking to a journalist in Rafah earlier, and he was telling us about houses being destroyed, families being wiped out. The Israeli army talks about the houses it targets as activity sites utilised by Hamas operatives. Therefore, they say they're legitimate targets under international law. Hotly disputed, as I say. But is this something that occupies much thought among Israelis that you're talking to?
No, I think it does. I was in Gaza less than kind of 10 days ago, and it's a very small place. Everybody's living on top of each other. It would be very difficult to tell. I mean, you can't really target people that well in a place like that. Mm. As far as Israelis are concerned, nobody likes to see dead children and dead families. It's terrible what's happening down there, and I think most Israelis would agree with that.
And Orlando, when we talk about international pressure being brought to bear now, Barack Obama, the latest to offer himself, I suppose, as a mediator, it would appear being rejected by Netanyahu. But where does this go from here? Tony Blair has been involved with the Middle East for some time, but it doesn't seem to yield any results.
I don't think, to be honest, Tony Blair has any real sway here. I don't think the Palestinians like him. I don't think the Israelis respect him. As far as Obama's concerned, I don't know. I think the Israelis are going to want to go on this on their own. I just think I can't see international pressure stopping them, to be honest. I mean, I just can't see that happening. I think that they're going to go as far as they want to go. And when they achieve what they consider to be a result, then it will stop. But yeah, I mean, I don't see international pressure really having that much of an impact. I don't think it has in the past.
Orlando Crowcroft in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem at the moment, and heading back to Tel Aviv. Thank you very much for joining us.